Well, we do thank the Lord for His faithfulness to us, His goodness and mercy that He has showed to all of us. I believe all of us could testify to the Lord's goodness. I've been pondering the thought of wisdom, and I'd like to share a few verses. In Proverbs, the first chapter, in verse 20, these scriptures have always they've registered in my heart and spirit, I guess. It says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I stretched out my hand, no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices." I don't believe the Lord laughs at people's calamity when their calamity comes. I believe the Lord is grieved, but this is to me wisdom being personified. Wisdom. In the first part of these verses, it's like it's readily available. It says she cries in the streets. She lifts up her voice. You know, you can look everywhere and see wisdom calls. We can see things that have happened in life. We see examples and things that people have done. And that can be wisdom to us. That can speak to us. That can give us warning in our hearts and in our lives. So it's readily available. It's everywhere. But here in Proverbs, there's a lot of scriptures that talks about seeking after wisdom and searching after wisdom. And it mentions here that when we said it not, it said they did not choose the fear of the Lord. In Proverbs, the first chapter in the seventh verse, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and understanding. So to reverence God and to put your trust in Him, the fear of the Lord, to respect His Word, His commandments, that's the beginning of knowledge and wisdom in our lives. But, you know, just like we have the natural laws of nature, God has moral laws. He has spiritual laws in place. And we recognize the laws of nature that if we do certain things, we get certain things happen. And we see that. There's evidence, there's proof of those things being proved, and we see. But the moral law and the spiritual laws are the same way. There's a reaction. When we live in harmony with the laws that God has given, with the spiritual laws, there's a blessing. It brings benefit and help to our lives. And when we set it not, we disregard it, then there's a consequence that comes. And that's what he's saying in the 31st verse. It said, therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way. There's going to be a consequence that comes when we override, or we don't give reverence and respect or humble ourselves to the laws of God that He's given to us. In the Old Testament, when He gave them the law, He gave them a lot of things. There's a ceremonial law. He gave them moral law. But He told them, He said, this is your wisdom in the sight of the nations. This is going to make you a wise and understanding people. The fear of the Lord. Recognizing that His laws have value and they have consequence. He's not trying to make our life hard. The commandment of God is not, the word of the Lord is not grievous. Said His yoke is easy, His burden is light. He's trying to make our lives better. And He set up some guidelines, I think, for us to be able to maximize and get the best out of our life. And I thank the Lord for that. You know, in Proverbs, the first chapter, also, it says in the 5th verse, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. You know, being able to hear, not just with our ears, but with our heart, to be able to hear, what God wants, to be able to hear in life. That's important for us. To be able to listen. And I learn a lot of things by listening to people. By hearing what they're saying, by understanding their experiences and listening to what they say. I learn a lot from watching people and observing people and listening and being willing to take counsel. That's a part of wisdom, being able to listen to counsel, being able to, and I'm not saying there's good counsel and there's bad counsel. I'm not saying you just take everything hook, line, and sinker, but a wise man will hear. He'll consider whether that's the best thing for him to do or not. And Lord, help us today to be able to have those senses of hearing and seeing and perceiving and taking in situations and things that are going on around us. And that's a challenge in our day and time, because it's so easy to get busy and to get overcharged with the cares of this life, but to be able to slow down and think and ponder, you know, situations and circumstances. And is the Lord trying to speak to me through this? He uses many things. Wisdom cries in the street. God uses many things to get our attention, to help us to recognize our need of Him. I want to look at another scripture in Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. And the 13th verse. This is another scripture that's always kind of, I don't know, it's just it's just one of those things that kind of draws me. In the 13th verse it said, "This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me." Now I don't know if this was before Solomon asked for wisdom or if it was after he asked for wisdom. Maybe this is one of the things that caused him to consider wisdom. But he said, "This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me." He saw something that seemed staggering and overpowering, and it kind of drew him in. And he said, "There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man." A poor wise man. "And he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard." A great king came against the city. It'd be interesting to know what he did. What the wisdom was that delivered a great king, besieged the city, had him besieged. A little city. And yet there was a poor wise man. And his wisdom delivered the city. He gave him instruction on knowing. Or they asked him, I don't know how it happened, but they got a hold of instruction from him of how they could deliver the city against this great and powerful king. And he did. They did what he said, and it delivered the city. And Solomon saw this and he said, "Wisdom is better than strength." You know, when we're young and we're full of salt and vinegar, you know, sometimes we just kind of disregard wisdom, so to speak, at times. And I did it. When you get older, you start looking for different ways to do things. When you're young, you depend on your back and your grit and your strength. But when strength begins to fail and things begin to change, you begin to consider, is there a better way of... Do I have to break my back on this? Is there a better way of doing this? You know, sometimes you're young, just get out of the way. Here, I'll get this. We'll pick it up and carry it. But when you get older, things begin to change a little bit. Lord, help us. He said, wisdom is better than strength. Another thing I noticed in the Proverbs, it talks about laboring not to be rich. Don't labor to be rich or wealthy or well-to-do. It's not saying not to work hard. But it also said riches have wings and they fly away. And the labor and the focus of our life to be, to arrive or have those desires to have everything nice, and it's just like it can just vanish at an instant. Riches, it said, it's like it takes the wings of an eagle. It's just poof, it flies away and it's gone. But you know, somebody that uses what God has given to be a blessing and a help to others, to live for others, to serve other people, to help other people, That's the wisest way to live our life, I believe, this morning. That's the wisest way for us to go through life, is doing what we can to be a help, to serve, and to be a blessing to other people. But he said, wisdom is greater than strength. I hope you're attracted with that word. Wisdom to me is so attractive and beautiful. And he talked about applying your heart towards wisdom. Applying your mind and your heart towards wisdom. And God, I believe, will help us and bless us if we'll seek after Him. Another verse, Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter and the 10th. No, that's not the one. Let's see, 10 and 10. Ecclesiastes 10. He says, if the iron be blunt, if the chainsaw be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. You know, it's more chainsaws nowadays than the iron. But if it's dull, it's not going through, then you got to put more strength. It takes more labor. But if it's sharp, and what I'm getting from this thought is, you know, preparation sometimes is kind of overlooked. But the preparation, the preparation of doing something is just as important as the doing of it many times. The preparation of it. Oh, we got one loose. They're so sweet. She can come up here anytime. It's kind of have someone nice stand by your side. But the preparation of doing something is just as important as the doing of it. And sometimes we overlook the preparation part, because that's not the part that's really seen. That's, you know, the doing of it is the more of the seeing part. The preparation many times is behind the scenes. But it's so important, the preparation of being able to, and it works that way in the natural world. It works, I believe, that way in the spiritual realm also. Preparation is important. Skill, knowledge, and understanding. We can, that's all part of wisdom. The more we can understand, the more that we can apply our hearts to knowledge. I don't think knowledge within itself is wisdom, but I believe knowledge is an important aspect and component of wisdom. And we can seek, and we've got a world of knowledge at our fingertips. You can look up and study different things and increase in learning, and that helps us to be able to increase in wisdom also. I want to get a verse in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 and 18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Now, there's another verse, verse 21. It says, the wise in heart shall be called prudent. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. The wise in heart. And then it talks about, it compares pride and humility. You know, part of wisdom is having the right attitude, the right spirit within us. You remember Daniel? It was said of Daniel that he had an excellent spirit. He had a spirit of cooperation. He had a spirit of humility. He had a spirit of faithfulness to God. All of those things, you know, it says, the wise in heart. The wise in heart. So wisdom, it's the attitudes that we have reflect, help us. I mean, that's part of wisdom, is having a good, humble attitude and spirit in our hearts, in our lives. And this verse 20, I've been really challenged with. It says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. You remember what it was like back in school days? When you had to study to take some tests? How was it when you took time the night before or the two or three nights before and you went over your material and over your material, and then the last night and you tried to memorize some more, and you took time to prepare, and when you went in there the next day, how did you feel? I want you to compare that for the times that you didn't study. I had a guy in my, it was a psychology class there at Enid High, and he was ranked in the nation for IQ. Anyway, he would skip most of the classes. He'd come in and ace his test, but not everybody is that way. I wasn't that way. But you know, when you took the time and you studied, you went in with a greater confidence and strength than when you kind of blew it off. And I believe he says, he that handles a matter wisely. And I want to challenge us with that verse. That's the desire of my heart. Lord, help me to handle the matters of my life, the things that affect my life, the things that come up. Help me to handle matters wisely. It said you'll find good. And usually, you know, when you took a test, usually if you studied, you usually got a pretty good score. And if you didn't, it usually reflected, you know, what you put into it. And I think about Esther, how the need was great, but how she fasted and she came to God and she looked to the Lord. And I know that was a great matter. The stakes were high. But she took time to pray and to seek God's face. You know, I believe if we do that, if we, one place the scripture says, don't lean to your own understanding. It fails us. It comes short. But if we have a matter and we take it to the Lord in prayer, believing that He will help us, there in James we have that invitation that says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. We can ask the Lord for wisdom, for help. And He promised to help us. He promised. But it says, he that handleth a matter wisely. And I believe the Lord can help us handle matters wisely. If we have a humble heart, if we have an humble spirit, and we're being motivated by love and care, you know, that's going to be able to enable us to handle matters wisely. These scriptures go together to me. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. If we have an humble spirit and we have a concern for others' welfare and benefit and blessing, that will help us. It goes a long ways in helping us to handle matters wisely in our life. And we can pray. We can seek God. You know, sometimes impatience can cause us to do things that we wish we wouldn't have done or say things that we wouldn't have said. But if we're humble and we ask the Lord for help to handle the matters of our life, the Lord has promised to help and to give us wisdom and understanding. And I believe He can do that. In verse 22, let's see. Now there's another. Yeah, verse 22. It says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it." It's saying wisdom, understanding. Wisdom is a wellspring of life. It gives life. When we handle matters wisely, the Lord blesses us. It gives life to the situation, to the circumstances. And it gives us life also when we handle matters wisely. I appreciate the Lord's faithfulness to help us. He can bring things to our attention. He can bring things to our mind. He can open the Scriptures up. There's many different things that He can do to help give us what we need when we need it, to handle the matters of our life wisely. Let's be encouraged this morning to seek after wisdom and to remember that wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is stronger. It's virtuous. It's a greater blessing in our lives than just strength. Appreciate God's faithfulness to us.